I wonder if there's any overlapping movies between us five.
There's gotta be.
You think so?
Yeah.
At least one.
There will be at least one between two people.
Okay, I might even say three.
Yeah.
That's a very, very good possibility.
I don't know. We're all very...
very different types of people.
I don't really watch movies a whole lot.
Not a good excuse.
Okay.
You don't know five comedies? You don't know five comedies?
I do, but they're like from when I grew up, so they're not anything like...
I know. Can I name one on your list?
Yeah. Do you want to go?
Let's just do our movie list.
Who wants to go first?
Let's let JoJo go first. I'm gonna name one. I'm gonna name one on the list right off the bat. Caddyshack is on our list.
Hold on, I gotta get it.
Is Caddyshack on your list?
No.
Oh, is Legally Blonde on your list?
No.
Nice shot in the dark.
Here we go.
Am I just telling you?
Best five comedies. Go ahead, please. That's it.
I'm just so embarrassed. They're not very extensive. Anchorman.
That's hilarious.
That's a good movie.
Yes, absolutely.
Dumb and Dumber.
I have Anchorman, by the way, so there's one.
Oh, there you go. Overlap.
See, now let me say something about Dumb and Dumber. I didn't get it.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, when I was younger is when it came out. So I watched it like 1,000 times. And every time when I was younger, it made me laugh. Now I think if I watched it, I'd be like, it would be funny to me just because of.
Yeah.
A lot of comedies, you don't get the first one.
Right.
And then the second time. But I don't think I was needed to be 100 times. I don't need to watch it 100, though, you know? What else you got?
Christmas Vacation. Yeah. Tommy Boy.
Yeah, I didn't get that either. Is Tommy Boy with John Candy?
No, Tommy Boy is Chris Farley, David Spade.
I didn't get either one of those. I didn't get Tom Candy or
I'm not going to lie. I'm partial to fat guy, skinny guy combo ever since Abbott and Costello.
That's why you and I got to do a radio
show.
Dude,
they make me, those combos make me laugh.
I don't find Farley funny.
Oh, man, he makes me laugh.
And go ahead.
Funny.
I'm not trying to dog all your movies out, sorry.
But no, you're fine.
The sun is hot, rain is wet, and Chris Farley is funny. These things are just true, my friend.
And again, Billy Madison was another one that I grew up watching all the time.
That one
little.
We have overlapping.
Okay. Yeah, I just love it.
I listen to Billy Madison at night, too.
Yeah.
it's different Billy Madison, but, you know.
Yes.
My top five was tough.
Go ahead.
Because comedy's near and dear to my heart.
Right.
My list wound up being like 15, but I narrowed it down to five. Best in Show.
Hilarious.
I forgot about that movie.
I did too.
If I remember that one,
that might have made top five.
That's a good one.
Very, very good movie. Yeah. Very good movie.
I have Anchorman.
Okay.
Old School.
Okay.
Airplane.
Okay.
And Super Troopers.
Ooh, Super Troopers.
Super Troopers is funny. Top five.
I know, it's tough. But this is my thought behind it. The first 10 or 15 minutes of Super Troopers is possibly the best opening to any comedy.
Yeah,
movie.
Agreed.
The opening of Super Troopers is so strong and so amazing.
Yeah.
That it's deserving.
I'm surprised
of
you
being
and I didn't
up.
Have more overlapping.
Yeah. I just,
are you?
I'll never.
No, I don't think we do.
I went and saw Super Troopers at the drive-in. With a whole bunch of friends and a whole bunch
all
of weed and a whole bunch
up.
Of beer.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Mad chiefed greatest. Up.
Yeah.
Blazed. Okay, Carmen, what you got over there?
Okay, so a lot of mine are from my childhood as well. American Pie.
Okay.
I still find that movie hilarious. Funny.
It's funny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Step Brothers. Me and my sister left.
So many activities.
Yeah.
Funny, though.
The whole thing.
Still funny,
That's when I didn't get it first either.
Yeah.
I was so annoyed by them because I'm like, they need to get jobs. This is ridiculous.
No, they're the best. They're the best.
Mean Girls.
Oh, Mean Girls is good.
I mean, I've watched it 100 times and I still laugh at it.
On Wednesdays, we wear pink.
Wedding Crashers.
Oh, that was a good one.
Okay. And then this one, I had a tie. I couldn't split them apart. I just couldn't pick between the two. Role Models and I Love You, Man.
Oh, I Love You, Man.
I don't know either one of those.
Slap at the base.
Role Models, yeah. I Love You, Man is good.
Who's the Role Models?
Role Models is Sean William Scott, I believe,
and
right?
Paul Rudd.
I have no idea who that is.
Paul Rudd makes me laugh.
Sean William Scott was Stifler from American Pie.
There you go.
I like Stifler's mom, though.
Yeah.
and two Broke Girls.
I was just going to say, she's on Two Broke Girls.
She's a bigot.
She's a big one.
She's got big boobs.
No, she's just a She's a 200.
She's tall.
She's 220 pounds.
No, she's not.
Stifler's mom?
In real life?
Stifler's mom is like 6'3", 225.
She's my kind of girl.
She has huge hands and huge feet.
My kind of girl. And
huge bosoms.
Out of your mind.
Is it true? She's Poo-Poo's mother.
That's right. Watch Two Broke Girls tonight.
I watch Two Broke Girls.
She just wears heels.
She's tall. She's not 6'3".
She's huge.
She's 5'10".
Okay, 225.
No.
Watch
she
the show.
She just has big boobs.
Okay.
It. She wears layers. She has a dress and a coat on. It's not just...
She's 215.
Dress coat.
No.
There you go. What do you got, Spider?
My top five movies are Ghostbusters, Billy Madison.
See, that one, that I didn't get that.
Oh, my God.
I love Ghostbusters, but I don't think it's a comedy.
To I don't think
core,
so either.
It's a comedy. It's a suspense comedy. Well. Yeah, it's listed. Thank you, Miller.
You're welcome.
Why are you poo-pooing his comedies,
don't
Miller?
Don't poo on my comedy, man.
Seriously.
I was following your lead.
No,
you
don't.
Said, I don't get it. I don't like it. And I agree with you to go, you're wrong. I can't win with you, man.
Donald Trump, wrong.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Donald Trump, right.
Wrong.
Donald Trump is right. Billy Madison was the other one that JoJo and I had. Hot Tub Time Machine is one of my favorites.
That's funny.
Tenacious D and the Pick of Destiny is one of my favorites. And Ace Ventura, Pet Detective. Yeah. It was one of my all-time favorite comedies.
The odd thing is I have more than five because I'm allowed
to. Sometimes you have to, yeah.
I mean, I have to put some honorable mentions in there.
I have more than five. You didn't know how.
You had your time, Carmen. Now it's my time.
Can we get to try to guess some of yours?
Yes, please. Go ahead.
We got Friday for sure.
Yes. Right? Yes.
And that's
Friday for
stuff,
sure.
Friday. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so.
That's all I got.
Okay, so I have some honorable mentions.
Wait, you said one yesterday that I'm going to try to remember. Off the top of my head, it was a Will Ferrell movie, if I remember correctly.
Well, my best movie of all time has Will Ferrell in it, but you won't guess it because of Will Ferrell.
Okay,
because he's not a primary person. No, he is kind of. Okay, here we go. This is my honorable mention. I have a long list because it's not the Ian Beckles show, but kind of.
Yeah.
Okay, so here's my honorable mention: Pootie Tang.
Oh, Pootie Tang is good.
Hilarious.
Yeah. Like, Sharate.
Have you seen it though?
Oh yeah.
I mean, some people don't get it. Sharate. Just give it another chance, okay?
Just give it another chance.
Yeah.
Jay and Silent Bob.
Oh yeah.
Hilarious.
Yeah.
Hilarious. Nacho Libre.
That was it.
Yeah.
Napoleon Dynamite. Yeah.
So I didn't love that.
No.
You didn't love Napoleon Dynamite?
No.
Oh boy.
Maybe I need to allegedly be stoned to watch that.
Yeah. Well, allegedly. Yeah. No doubt.
I have a question. Did you like Borat?
Hilarious.
Oh, yes. So good.
Ugh.
Hilarious.
That movie.
So I mean,
that,
when it came out, I think Borat's genius, actually.
Yeah. I agree with that.
Sacha Baron Cohen. Yeah,
I see where people think that, but I hate it. It still annoys me, just the accent.
And just slightly grosses me out a little bit.
Can't handle his animal magnetism.
Yes, no doubt.
Looks like you're so attracted to him.
And the last hour mention is going to be Austin Powers, Spy Who Shagged Me.
Oh, I totally forgot about the Austin Powers.
Not the first one, and not Goldmember, which are funny.
Goldmembers.
But A Spy Who Shagged Me is hilarious to me.
That's the middle one?
That's the middle one, yes.
I like the one with Beyonce the best, which I believe is Goldmember,
Those were just honorable mentions?
Those are honorable mentions,
right? Those are strong, heavy hitters for honorable mentions.
You have a problem with that, JoJo?
No.
Okay.
Continue, please.
Thank you. Here's my real list, okay? Coming at number five, Half-Baked.
Oh, yes.
Half-Baked's hilarious.
Dave Chappelle is hilarious.
Yes, in that, absolutely. Number four, When Nature Calls, Ace Ventura.
Yeah. I had the first one. You had the second one. Yeah.
It's so funny. This was funny. Your balls are short.
Yeah, Bumblebee too. Yeah.
Funny. Number three, Zoolander.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Yeah,
the files are in the computer.
And the second one was funny, but it wasn't necessary.
Yeah.
It wasn't necessary. At number two, Friday.
Yeah,
Friday. I mean,
classic.
Yeah, I mean, you know.
Great movie.
If you don't like Friday, then
it's not for you.
Screw you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And the number one comedy of all time, and the best comedy ever written, is The Ladies Man.
That
is a bold statement.
That is a bold.
And I like Tim Meadows.
And not everybody got it the first time. And because I actually read, you know, some of the critics were like, "This is." Go back and watch it like a scientist. There's so many. Fabulous lines. There's fabulous lines in The Ladies Man.
Well, you know what's so funny is I only like The Ladies Man because of Will Ferrell's part in that movie when he oils himself up and tries to wrestle a sad Tim Meadows. Yeah, there you go. That's so hilarious.
And he's trying to oil him up.
Yeah, it's just come here. Let me just put some oil on you.
And maybe one of my favorite females of all time is Tiffany Amber Thiessen.
Oh, jeez.
Who's in that movie and is just voluptuous.
She's gorgeous since Saved by the Bell.
Yeah, but she's still on television, you know that, right?
Yeah, she's still on television?
On the Food Network.
Breakfast
at Tiffany's.
I did not know that.
And the fact that she can cook.
She's cooking?
Yes.
Yeah. And she invites celebrities in to cook
Meadows
with her.
Tim Meadows has been by her house and the celebrities come.
Oh, I gotta watch this.
No,
on
you
YouTube.
Have to watch it because she's just like she's always that girl next door, hot.
So hot.
She's hot to me.
She's gorgeous.
And now she's
Except
older.
When she played Val on 90210 and she was a bitch.
No,
no, that's fine.
Well, yeah.
But I'm just saying it wasn't like the school, the girl next door. She played it. It was different than the girl next door because she wasn't.
See this scene right here? He says to her, "Is your father a meat burglar? Because this is why I ask. Because it looks like somebody took two fine ass hams and shoved them down the back of your dress." That's beautiful. you don't think that's beautiful?
Your enjoyment is much more beautiful yeah, than the line.
There's so many just absolutely wonderful lines in there. Oh, the ladies, man. By the way,
she's super. I don't know who she is, but
she's the girl
so,
from The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Yeah, I've always thought she was hot.
Yeah, she's hot. And back in my old house where I had my man room, it was called the Skanctuary.
Oh, yeah.
And his boat was called the Skanctuary.
Yes, it was.
So it had velvet, you know, smelled like Polo cologne. You know what I'm saying? But back in the day.
Oh, that's love right you know? There. That is love for a character.
But they don't make comedies like they used to.
I don't think they can anymore, you know?
It's been done.
Seth Rogen is making some good movies.
But they're not like comedies like the SNL comedies, you know?
And also, like, I watched Waterboy.
Hilarious.
So funny. But hilarious. If someone made a movie like that, yeah, mocking someone with a mental disability or something.
You think that would be an issue
You
now?
Can't do that anymore.
What? You can't even have a gay, not really gay, but gay character on Beauty and the Beast.
Well, that's because it's Disney.
You think that if they made the movie Waterboy right now, people would complain about it? You think so?
It would create so much controversy. It'd be up in arms, and I guarantee half the theaters wouldn't show it, and others would just because of how much controversy it would bring up.
I didn't know we were that sensitive at this point.
Oh, my
but
God.
We are.
You know what movie I missed? Tropic Thunder.
Yes, Robert Downey Jr.
So
just
good.
A dude
so
disguised
because
as a
I think
dude.
The same thing. Yeah, like, I don't know if somebody could play blackface for a whole
no,
movie.
No,
chance.
Not
no.
Not a chance.
That's not going
to
happen.
You might remember Soul Man.
Oh, absolutely.
With
yeah,
C. Thomas Howell, where he takes tanning pills to turn himself black to get into college.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
And then proceeds to act like a blaxploitation film.
Yep.
Just the
but
worst.
If someone did that today.
Oh, today. No way.
Yeah.
Well, and they shouldn't. That movie is horribly offensive.
Well, I'm going to say this. A lot of times, we're so sensitive, okay? And a lot of times, the people that are being affected, that are being sensitive, aren't black or aren't gay or aren't whatever it may be. You know,
it's
so
not even, they're not even the ones being made fun of.
Like, sometimes I listen to talk radio and everybody's like, you can't say that about black people. It's offensive. And I'm thinking, well, it doesn't offend me. So why should it offend you?
Yeah. Look, the white people are talking, Ian. We're going to tell you what you'll be offended.
Yeah, right?
This guy over here is going to tell me what offends black.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, you know, it's awesome. It's awesome.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you. With professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.